We're live.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another podcast of Masters of the Galaxy podcast. And I am Brian Ozone, and I am along here with my guys, Andrew Kay and Joshua Mead. Guys, what's going on? What's up?
How's it going?
Also known as Snake Mountain After Dark.
Still on that stuff. All right.
Get it, come on.
Everything's good, man. Everything's good. There's some news in the community world as we know it.
There is. There definitely is.
Yes, there's a lot, actually.
Goodness gracious. Tell us.
Well, I've actually... I myself just actually... Sorry, I got the hiccups. Just this past week, and speaking with Andrew about it, I had no idea that Walmart pretty much has, like, their own exclusive Loyal Subjects line, which is
not know this.
I thought I was talking about it last week.
Well, you might have. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a burnout. Listen, in New York City, in New York City, we do not have Walmarts, and the closest Walmart to where I live is pathetic to what I read and hear from everybody else out there in the real world.
That doesn't change anywhere you go. Down here where I live, you can't find nothing. I mean,
well,
we go to every Walmart in the area regularly, and nobody has anything.
Well, let me put it like this. The Walmart that is the closest to my house is one aisle of toys, and there's nothing on the shelves. And half of the aisle is, like, board games. And... And that's also including the girl toys, toddler toys, baby toys. So it's like it's absence to nothing, basically.
See, you know, I have the exact opposite. There's like 20 Walmarts near me. The night that those released, the night that they announced those, I went to like 14 Walmarts and I picked up 3 boxes.
See, I went to Walmarts in the same area. Nobody had anything.
Well, yeah. That's because Andrew bought them all.
He's not near me. He's really not near me. I mean, I'm in the Dallas area, like in Plano, and there was actually a store I went to
in Plano
yesterday. They had a case still.
Full really? Really?
Your... Yeah, they're nice.
Like, Hot Topic, right? And I said, "Hey, you guys got any?" Because they have all the different Dorbs and everything.
Right.
You guys got any He-Man Master of the Universe stuff? And they said, oh yeah, because, I mean, they got Thundercat stuff and everything. Oh, yeah, we did. Somebody came in and bought everything.
Well,
and I was like, when are you getting it in again? They said, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's...
Like, wait a minute.
That's what you got to do. I mean, if you're going to do it right. You know, go buy it and monopolize it.
All. Yeah.
If you have a product that literally sells out within 20 minutes of putting it on a shelf, would you not
order more?
Well, I'm sure they probably will. It's
no,
just
they're not.
Well, then that's not. I have nothing
okay,
to do
so,
with that.
Okay, so.
All right, but let's
they're getting more.
Let's talk about it. I mean,
it enrages me.
What we got now going on is we have a pink Teela, again, without the stupid Cobra staff, which. Oh my god! I still don't understand this.
You know, I don't think it was something that it wouldn't mold or something. Who knows? Who knows?
For one thing, the iconic thing of Teela that everybody knows, she didn't use a staff in the filmation.
She didn't. You're right.
So it's not that big of a deal for most people.
Well,
but
it is.
Us, we're like, I want the snake armor, I want the snake shield, and I want the damn staff.
I just give me the staff. The staff of
what she said.
The staff of Ka, right? That's the name of it, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. And I've got the staff of Ka because it came with the prototype.
I know.
The original.
I know. You're so lucky to have that. But so okay.
Why don't you cast that shit, man? Come on, give us a break.
Well, yeah, that would be nice. So going forward, we got the pink Teela. We have the red
Beast Man.
Well, we got a red Beast Man, and then we have the flocked Red Beast Man.
And then you got classic mini comics colors of He-Man and Skeletor.
Correct. Well,
so bad. Well,
but the Skeletor doesn't. I mean, it's really toy colors. But go right. figure back and forth.
Right.
Comes with a really. I'm not gonna lie. I thought the Triclops was a weak addition. The Triclops.
Yeah.
In the last set was kind of lame, and this one it had a few color app changes. Not much of a difference for me.
Yeah.
I didn't need him.
I wouldn't know. I don't have access to them.
I didn't get my trap drawer is still in the mail. I didn't get him in yet, so I don't know what the big difference is with him.
Trap jaw's Filmation. It's a Filmation trap jaw.
Oh, okay. So it's just the Filmation colors. Yeah.
Filmation trap jaw. It's gotcha. A mini comic He-Man. It's a mini comic / toy Skeletor. It's right. a classics version of Triclops, which doesn't matter.
Exactly.
It's the toy version of Evil Lyn. Evil Lyn is yes. my favorite.
That's the biggest difference that I've noticed, actually.
Evil Lyn's the boss.
Teela and Evil Lyn, I think, is the two biggest differences. And, of course, the flocked Red Beast Man as well.
Hey, give me a second here.
And then, as well, I'm going to kill you.
I know where you live.
Who the hell are you talking to right now?
You.
You're talking to me.
Talk.
Well, speak, goddammit.
Jeez.
Speak up. You're speaking like a freaking Smurf. I can't understand you. I can't hear you.
Is anyone else having trouble hearing me?
I can hear you, Josh. Go for it.
Okay. Deucey makes douchebag.
All right. Let's keep with the language.
This is Snake Mountain After Dark. We don't subscribe.
No, this isn't Snake Mountain After Dark. We didn't agree upon that.
Okay. Now, don't get all mad and start laying down the law on me, all right? Okay. Last week, I wanted to talk about something. You know, last week was really trippy for everybody.
I know, but we're not up to that yet. Let's finish with the Walmarts, guys. Come on. You'll have your 5 seconds. Let's get people up to speed with the Walmart. You know, we also
everyone's up to speed with it.
No, it's not because we didn't talk about the gold He-Man figure.
That's a joke. That's,
I know it is.
That's such a troll move. The He-Man community and okay, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I have not been able to communicate this to the guys at Loyal Subjects, but they need to hear that. You know, I mean, maybe it sells them more product. Maybe it does, but having one of an item
is ridiculous.
Is ridiculous because there's so many hardcore collectors.
No, it is. It definitely is. I mean, one in a case, or one in 100, or one in 300. Yeah, understandable. But one is ridiculous.
Now, I've heard this. The announcement I said last week, but just in case it hasn't been heard again, is that there's going to be new lines, like exclusives, for Hot Topic, for Walgreens, and I believe for Target as well.
Now, what are you saying? Loyal Subject Masters of the Universe?
Loyal Subjects Masters of the Universe. They're not coming for months. They're going to be hitting probably April and afterwards. But the plan right now, I've heard, is Hot Topic's going to have its own exclusives, and the exclusives are not going to be that different. Meaning, like, the exclusive anti-He-Man is going to be one of them. Anti-Eternian He-Man.
Right.
A different color scheme, but it's going to be anti-Eternian He-Man. Well, they did golds for Walmart. Who's to say they're not going to do
silver
or something else for Hot Topic and everyone else? So it's going to get weird.
It's going to get annoying weird.
And you know, you got to think about this. If people are paying like thousands of dollars for this on the secondary market, you know, couldn't you just paint one yourself? Because the paint scheme is so unoriginal.
Yeah. I actually I was bidding on an anti-Eternia loyal subject, and I was up to $333.33, and I still got outbidded. So,
oh yeah, dude, it went up to 900. It's like 10 grand. I think the ones you're talking about ended about 950 or 948.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It is. But you know what? It's the first one. There will be more. I'm sure I know I'll get my hands on one. I actually did a custom one already. So
yeah, I got a custom one from Uncle Scro. He's a customizer.
Right.
He did a disco. I got a disco Skeletor as well. He's
nice.
Boss looking disco Skeletor.
Really nice.
Yeah, and he's got a Mothman. He's gonna make me
dude.
That's flocked.
Andrew, you have to start putting these pictures up on the Mess of the Galaxy.
I do. I keep on forgetting. They're on my phone. So I'll
please.
Do it. Okay.
You sound like you have such cool, stuff. But you know, we need to see it.
Yes, you do.
So I mean, going forward with this loyal subject stuff, I mean, the toys are phenomenal. Again, it opened up. I would never ever buy a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger figure, doll, toy, anything. And the loyal subjects have made me go and buy the figures just because they're so cool. So but yeah, I mean, as you're saying, going forward, yeah, who's to say that we're not going to get a bronze, Sears loyal subjects, He-Man. You know, it's just I don't think that's a good direction in which they're going.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be weird. I'm really hoping that the next exclusive is gonna be a Flocked Mossman,
or a Mossman period. You know,
Mossman period. Yeah, I think that's probably what it is. I think that the Hot Topic ones are gonna be Mossman and a Flocked Mossman. I'm not saying I know this answer.
Right,
this is my bet.
Right, right. Okay, now Josh, now it's your time to speak, bro.
Oh no, too late. You already hurt my feelings.
No.
Well, no, you yelled at me.
Two. Tough. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't got it, but you're sorry.
Go ahead, brother.
Okay. Last week, I wanted to talk about the store I visited down in
Oh, yeah. The store that's in my neck of the woods. The store
You know what we're going to do from now on? Every week, Josh, you're going to have your own little segment of stores that you visited that week, I think.
You
that works.
Cannot win me with sugar, sir.
You have
already upset me.
That's okay. I upset everybody every day, all day.
I need a little time. Give me some space.
Listen, I'm giving you your own goddamn top segment.
Wait. I can't call you Douchey McDouchebag, but you can use a big GD bomb. Kiss my white freckled ass.
I don't believe in God, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, it matters to me. Anyway, all right. Anyway, I went down to this store. It's called DFW Vintage Toys.
Yeah, yeah. My friend Jaden owns it, actually.
Yeah.
Jaden Frost, too.
The first thing I noticed when I come in, right, because I you can tell the difference between people who are fans and people who just own a store trying to sell crap.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Well, the first thing I noticed is She-Ra, like, you know how all the She-Ras get the puffy out hair, look like a dog got a hold of it?
Yeah, no, most definitely.
Well, this one actually had
the walk of shame.
Yeah, it looked like a walk of shame. Well, this one, it had nice hair.
Yes,
and it was on like a, it was like a, I want to call it like a shield, right?
Okay.
And it had all these little clips, and he had like rare figures on it, glass or anything.
Yeah, that's the wall there. Shield. I helped him set that up actually.
It looks great.
I go in.
And I look around and I go, hey, me and Andrew Kay sent me. I'm from his podcast. And they're like, oh, hey, how you doing, right? They're really friendly. It was this Hawaiian guy.
Kamu.
And, yeah. That
name dropping, huh?
Yeah.
Sat there and talked about Hawaii for a while. And then I think his name was Jerry. Right?
Jerry. Yeah.
Now, what caught my eye about Jerry was 5 minutes of me looking through all figures that they had on the wall in bags. I hear the Eternian music play on his cell phone.
Yep.
It was not the theme song. It was the song that plays when they're walking through Eternia, and it's a nice day, happy. you know, and nobody's got any problems, that music. It made me so happy. It was unbelievable, right? So I'm like going through all the stuff. Some of the stuff on the walls was a little too pricey for my blood, right?
Right.
But they have bargain bins. That's my candy. I find it. I get.
See, that's cool at stores. Those. Like, you know, do stuff like that because that not everybody does have money, and it's cool
right.
like, that you can still walk into a store and actually, you know, spend a dollar or two and walk out with something that you like, you know?
Bucks for five, like the 2000X figures, the ones that came out that were kind of like statues.
Yeah, the Stactions. Did you buy some?
Stactions.
Yeah, Stactions, yeah.
For how much? 20?
Five of them. $20.
Wow, that's great. What'd you get?
I got Skeletor, which my son already had.
Skeletor? They didn't make a Skeletor, did they?
They didn't. He got the regular figures, not the
Stactions. Yeah.
No.
He got the figures. They didn't make a Staction.
None of them. I know that I know.
They didn't make
I'll
a
take pictures of them, okay?
Are they busts? Oh, they're the busts, aren't they?
No, they're not busts.
Because they didn't make a Skeletor Staction. I know that for a fact.
Well, I know that the Skeletor I got didn't have any accessories on it. So he's just a bare-chested.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Nice.
Yeah, you got a figure. Yeah.
Well, it was the same size as the others. And I want to say that...
Scale.
The Merman was a Staction, I believe. One. And it was described to me that it was a Staction. Now I got, Merman, fucking Mechanic.
Yeah, those are Stactions.
Well, okay. Well, you know what? There was a long time there where I didn't have any access to toys.
Yeah. No, I'm just clarifying the air. That's all, man. Don't take it serious.
You got some good stuff, though.
Five figures for $20 is a great deal. Like, any way you look at it, so you did good.
Hold on a second. Here we go. Now you saw my ugly face. Sorry, guys. This is one I got. This is the figure, I guess.
Yeah, 2000.
Yeah, that's a figure. Yeah,
perfect
it's a 2000.
Condition.
Yeah.
Look at this. This is perfect condition. There's no loose parts.
Right.
There's nothing.
Right.
Here's the Skeletor I was talking about. This is the figure.
Yeah, that's the what was that? Snake something. Yeah, that's another figure. That's not a Staction.
I got this guy.
Man at Arms.
Nice. I mean,
and this guy.
Who we got there? Yeah, that's just a regular Merman figure, yeah.
Someone told me that there was a Staction. Oh, well.
Nah, they lied to you. They're not Stactions.
Probably
Jerry knows his stuff, but he doesn't know all of his stuff.
Him that said it. It was actually someone that when I got the original, this guy before.
Right.
He told me about it. And I said, I've never seen this before. This looks excellent. Yeah. And here's, and this guy.
Who's this? Oh, Remy.
Man, come on.
Yeah, Rammy.
I love Rammy. I love the new Rammy, and I hated the old one because I had 10 of them, and I hated the figures.
I still say to this day we haven't gotten a real respectable figure of Ramman. I don't think they ever did him justice yet.
You know how I feel about the character in general.
I love that figure that they put out for the classics.
I mean, it was decent. I think that was the best one yet, but still, I don't know. Is that a proportion? It's just, I think they could have done a lot better job.
Well, okay, so I also get an entire bag.
That's cool.
Just accessories. You know how hard it is to find accessories, and none of my figures have them.
Yeah.
And a whole bag of accessories. He wanted $60 for it.
$60?
It was like 60. And I said, no, I don't think I can do that, right?
Right.
Well, he threw in this chibi Optimus Prime. I think that's what they call it, chibi, where you got the big head and little body.
Yeah.
A key came from my wife of a Ninja Turtle.
Nice.
Dropped the price to 40. And we're not talking about just a few accessories. We're talking about an entire bag full of accessories.
Of what? Plus, like vintage 2000X, a mix. Nice.
Now, like I have a Stratos that had a broken backpack, right? He just threw it in.
Nice.
I said, I fixed it.
It's always
well.
Yeah, definitely.
Prince Adam that has no head, but it has the vest. So
did you get the belt?
No. Dude, the belt's hard to find.
Yeah, the belt is hard. But even the vest, too, is hard to find in good condition.
Prince Adam having a belt, so.
Dude, that's awesome, though.
No, but yeah, you got a good deal, bro.
It was a great pool. Talked. He didn't act. They didn't act like, you know, they were just, you know how sometimes you go into a store, you talk to someone, they're all looking away from you when you're trying to talk to them, and it's like, am I here?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Didn't do that. The real fans, you know.
Yeah. And when you want to go to a store, you kind of want like the attention. You know what I mean? Like you don't want to just feel like you're a nuisance. You know.
Correct.
Right. I even got the flag for Castle Grayskull.
Oh, that's always sweet.
Ooh, nice.
It's torn, and I need to fix it, but it is there on the flagpole.
So okay. You can get repro stickers too on eBay. They go pretty cheap. You can find them.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you go to some place, you know, hey, I need He-Man's axe and shield. Yeah, $30.
Yeah, I know.
It can be like that. I mean, some of those pieces are hard to find, but I'm glad they got you a good deal.
Yeah,
I was at a convention, so.
Yeah. I would have liked to have paid less, but I know that the accessories are so hard to get, and I got Tila's all the Tila's accessories, and you know that's my waifu.
I thought you said that the staff was missing that
staff. Yeah.
Yes.
The staff is molded, and it doesn't have the head.
Right.
It's just a rounded tip with like looks like it's gonna grow up to be a cobra. I bought it.
It's the egg.
Yeah, I didn't realize it when I bought it, and
yeah, you're
my fault. So I'm not mad. I'm the one that picked through the box. You know?
Right. You still got a good deal. I mean,
no one else is going to. Yeah. I got Evil Lynn staff. I got armor.
You know that glows in the dark, right?
Evil Lynn staff does?
Sure does. Yeah, the vintage one glows in the dark.
I never had Evil Lynn growing up, so.
Yeah, glows in the dark.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
It was a really good haul. I found a lot of stuff, and since my son has so many doubles of everything, I can just
put them together.
Well, that's good, man.
I got the backpack for Dragon Skeletor.
Nice. Dragon Blaster.
Really?
Skeletor, yeah. I got the backpack specifically for the head.
Right.
Around here is a Cobra Khan with that.
You can spoil. You can flop them.
That's awesome.
And paint it up and make Dragon Man.
Nice. There you go. See, that's the beginning steps of becoming a customizer. Stuff like that. Just something as simple and easy as that. And there you go. You know,
cool. I've been thinking about doing customizing. I have.
That's it. You just pissed me off. You upset me. I'm not talking to you no more. How do you like it, pal? Huh?
I kind of like it.
Oh, do you?
Please continue.
So, Josh, have you had enough time on your tangent here, your rant? Is your rant over?
Yes.
Okay, because I don't know if you all know about this. I'm sure you probably do, but Super 7 announced the first four figures of this year's Collector's Club.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Andrew, maybe you'll know more about this. Give the details about this. Is this four of more, of many more to come, or is it just four for the year?
These are the spring figures. They're four figures. They're all collector's choice. They're going to come out in spring. Now, spring actually means they're coming out in, like, late spring, like May or June, but they're going to go on pre-sale sometime probably after Toy Fair.
Right.
And these are the first four figures. So we're going to get a total of 12 figures this year from Super 7 as part of the Collectors Club and the Filmation Club. And then we're going to also get PowerCon and probably Comic-Con figures.
Yeah, I spoke to Val. There are PowerCon exclusives in the works. Nothing solid that can be said as of yet.
Well, they're going to show them at Toy Fair. Toy Fair in a couple weeks, in like a week or two. Toy Fair, we're going to see them. They're going to rock. They're probably repaints. I think we could probably safe to say that I'm thinking there's going to be at least one mini comic repaint, if not a couple. Yeah. But let's talk about the classic figures that they announced. There's four figures they showed. I'm personally in love with probably three, if not all four of them. I mean, you got mini comics. You got
Fangor.
Yeah, well, I wasn't thinking Fangor for mini comics, but yeah, he's a new creation.
Well, we
got one new creation. We got one fan favorite. We got one mini comic, and we got one new adventures, which isn't bad. Right. So I think we won. I think it's
definitely the battle. I'm very happy for Axel Jimenez. I mean, he's me and him are pretty, you know, we're pretty friendly, and I'm very happy for him. You know, for getting a fan created character made into plastic. I mean, you know, you created something that will be forever indebted, not indebted, but you're a part of the Masters of the Universe lore from now on in.
Yeah,
it's an amazing feat.
It is.
It definitely is. I'm so happy for him. You know, I wish that was something that I could have accomplished. Have a Brian Ozone figure.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we got like what, two figures for never mind. We got two figures for what's his face? Toy Guru Scott.
Oh yeah. Well, hopefully all that's all said and done now, and that's in the past, and we won't be getting any more of that, no more.
None of that.
I'm happy for Quake. I love the new adventures. I'm happy to see him being made. I'm glad that they're going forward with making more of those figures.
Yes.
Then you have Fangor with the Snake Men.
Yeah, Fangor is a really good figure. I'm really liking the look of him. I think he's a win. He's really good looking.
Oh yeah.
I saw him and I was like, I don't remember this guy, but if I did, I would have loved him.
Oh yeah, he's awesome. He's an awesome character.
Yeah, and then of course we're gonna get Hawk finally.
Yes.
You know,
that's a fan demanded figure that people have wanted for a long time, and the fact that we're
the inception of classics.
Yeah, because it's a character that was around that never got an action figure. I mean, there's so few female action figures, so getting Hawk, and she's going to come with an extra head. She's going to come with her blaster. I mean, that's a win. I mean, that's a simple and easy I mean.
Yeah, I mean, and she's been around forever. She's been in Filmation. She's been in, I believe, in the Star Comics. I might be wrong about that.
Yes, she was in the Star Comics, correct.
I mean, you know, she's been represented.
She started off as Stratos' wife, and then they turned her into his sister.
His sister, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, we're getting a female Avian warrior. I mean, that's it. I mean, even if people make
boys don't
heads
like
for
girls,
it,
really.
I mean, people can make new heads for it, and we can have a plethora. But the fact that we're getting a female Avian warrior means that it opens more lore. It opens up more customs. It's good for the business. People will buy it not just because of talk, but because it's customizable like crazy.
It's a win across the board, right? Whether you're a customizer, whether you're just a fan of the character, you're an alien character liker. I mean, it's she's definitely a win. It's a win-win with her. becoming a figure.
Yep.
And
I hope that they make it so that you can customize, like, take off the head and customize the hair, so that, like, you know.
Well, you can remove the head. You can remove the head, but
there's two different heads with two different hairstyles, right?
Yeah, there are two colors at least. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought I saw. So I mean, listen, you go to your local arts and crafts store. You can buy a whole gigantic thing for 99 cents of paint. You can get a cheap paintbrush and have fun. Again, that's what customizing is all about. I mean, it's as simple as that. And then you can get as crazy as like what Chris Diaz, Hunter Knight does. I mean,
I found the thing that they told me were Staxons. I'm going to show them to you real quick.
All right, show them.
Are those Staxons or are those just figures?
Those are still 2000X. 2000X continued into Staxons, and that's where the confusion lies. They're basically the same series, but
it's
Staxons.
It's a continuation.
It's a continuation, but the Staxons didn't have articulation. No articulation.
No movement at all. You could.
These are kind of like statues almost, where like the.
Right. You would see where the joints would be, but they wouldn't be moved. They'd be glued.
They would literally be stand still.
Right, right.
They're also heavier. Staxions were like small statues where they were even heavier.
They were resin. Yeah, because they were made of resin. They weren't made of plastic like the figures were. So.
Okay. All right, so that's all.
Yeah. Okay.
It's still cool though.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how they didn't, sell better. You know, those were amazing.
No, they did good. It's just Mattel dropped the ball. There was no marketing. There was no anything for them.
On top of it, they made so many He-Mans and Skeletors. It's each wave they use a He-Man and Skeletor to carry it.
Right.
But they should have – I mean, realistically, they should have had, like, crazy characters. Crazy characters sell the line.
Yeah.
You know, kids want new weird things, not new weird He-Mans and Skeletors.
See, it's funny that you just said the kids. I was just having a conversation with my friend right before we did the show. I think that we need to get on and get past – the kids aspect of it, because
totally.
I don't. There's no kids looking for He-Man toys. It's us as adults now that were kids then.
Correct.
You know, I think that's where a lot of people are getting a lot of things confused about.
Correct,
it.
But that line was made for kids. You have to understand. They had like remember the chips in them so they could talk with Castle Grayskull.
Yes,
that was a kid thing. That was not. You're not going to need an adult to have sound effects, right?
Right. Well, they had the testing and with the kids and stuff and all the different design types and
Super 7's not worried about making kids toys.
No. No, not at all. And that's why I'm so happy with them having the full go. And again, I've said it a million times, they are knocking it completely out of the park, out of the universe. They are just amazing.
Can we talk about Lodar yet? Lodar is my favorite. I have wanted Lodar since I had that mini comic. And what their image shows on Facebook, you guys can look it up. They actually come with the shackles for He-Man from the cover.
To wear, where
He-Man got his memory busted by a giant boulder.
I don't remember if he got his memory busted.
No. Yeah, no, I don't remember.
He had to fight, though. He had to fight. He had to fight.
He had to fight his way through,
He had to fight a Native American dude. That is it.
No, I think you're thinking about Geldar? Geldar or something?
Geldar, he had to fight someone who was another, I guess, race. You know what, though? Like, I mean, if you think about it, there's a lot of really cool mini-comic characters from back then. I was going through my mini-comics yesterday, the day before, maybe. I mean, there's some fun characters. Lodar had those Cobalts. Remember, Lodar had those Cobalts? Those things are sick. I need to get some. Oh my god!
Comic. He gets hit in the head while trying to. Yeah, he gets hit in the head, loses his memory, falls off the bridge or falls off the tree that he knocked down. gets caught in the water by the kobolds. They take him back.
Okay.
He doesn't remember everything. And so he gets to fight this dude who looked like, you know, some kind of Native American guy. And he doesn't know who he is until the dude hits him right in the freaking head with a mace.
Nice.
For his brain. And then he just beats everyone's rear end. He's like, oh, I'm He-Man. Whack, 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 whack.
That sounds about right.
Well, that's how, yeah, that's what I was going to say. That sounds like He-Man. He's going to kick some butt.
What do you think about the comparisons between Lodar and, what is it, Shredder?
In terms of what? Like the visual or?
The visual, yeah. People always like to talk how it looks slightly like Shredder. Like they're making a Shredder the He-Man line.
Well, you know, you're always going to have, you know, people comparing this and that and atoms and apples and oranges and apples from St. Adams. I don't know.
They're both purple, but they both have spikes, and they both have a ninja mask. But, you know, the guy that designed these, I mean, this is an original mini-comic from 85. Right. So, I mean, whether the Turtles Shredder had any influence on the character, it's got to be very minuscule. I mean, they came out roughly the same time in comic form in completely separate things. And, you know, the mini-comic Shredder didn't look like this.
Yeah.
What was that?
I didn't really see a similarity between the two. I didn't big hoopla.
Yeah, I don't think there's a real similarity. I was just saying, because I remember people posting about it, how Mattel was copying, like, Mirage. And I'm like, sorry, but no.
Yeah, I agree.
We're, like, culturally appropriating samurai. You know, whatever. Just shut up and go away, you know? That type of thing. Just, you know, too much. You see, you're looking for problems where there are none.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the similarities visually, yeah, you can see that there. Yeah, the mask, the colors, the...
spikes. The camera!
Yeah. I mean...
Thank you, Josh.
Yeah. But I mean, you'll always find similarities within, you know, certain aspects of certain things and characters and people and stuff like that.
Like, whoa, they're both ninjas, or both. Yeah, whoa, they're both.
Mutants. Yeah, yeah. Wow. They're...
Are you copying me, sir?
Yeah. Well,
hey, technically, Superman's a copy.
Oh God, here we go.
I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna get into it. I'm sorry.
With these new four figures, I am super stoked, man. I mean, it's game on, you know. I just can't wait to see what else they got in store for us. I mean,
I wish they would have stuff in the store.
Well, I as long as I am able to get everything, I don't care how they have it.
So they're just releasing something in the store. Y'all know about the Dorbs, right?
Yes.
The Dorbs are in the store. I just got today, right before we started this today, I got my Battle Cat on He-Man Dorbs.
Really?
I'm waiting until tomorrow to order that, because that is my payday.
Okay.
Because I want that so bad.
It's pretty cool.
Wait, where did you order it from? Because I didn't see that.
Funko has an exclusive right now. It's He-Man on Battle Cat. It's Battle Armor He-Man Dorbs. I mean, the Dorbs themselves kind of ugly. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're not
great, but the Battle Cat is sick. The Battle Cat's the reason to buy it.
I actually just got the He-Man, Skeletor, Man-at-Arms.
Merman and Man-at-Arms. Nice.
The other day, and I got Merman coming in the mail.
Blueberry shortcake or whatever her name is and cake, but they didn't have He-Man.
He's trying to find him, but he's only getting the strawberry shortcake characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can get that.
So you can save that for your strawberry shortcake podcast.
Whatever. They don't care.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's cool. I mean, again, it's more merchandise. It's something else that's out there with the MOTU logo on it. I think it's great. I mean, I think it's pretty cool. I mean, I'm not saying it's the best thing they ever made, but I'm also saying that it's cool that they are making more new, exciting stuff.
I love them.
Yeah. They're doing some good stuff.
I mean, I bought them. I have them. They're in the box. That's about it. I mean, I'm not going to do much more than that.
I'm going to put them up on my shelf.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, to each his own.
Hey, Brian.
Well, my daughter will not let go of her dorbs.
Hey, Brian, the user Unclassified in the YouTube chat is saying that from what he's heard, the Hot Topic anti-Eternia He-Man is actually based off the fan-made cartoon colors.
It is.
Not the classics colors, and that's why it's different. It'll have the red armor instead of the black armor.
It's reversed. The Hot Topic one's going to be the classics covers colors, and the one that was from Target, or from the one that's from Walmart, is actually the cartoon thing. But you know what? The guys...
Time out. 1 second. I'm a little confused. So, you're saying that the Walmart one is from the original cassette tape from Germany?
No. Some guys recently made a cartoon. It's just they took an old episode of He-Man and they recolored it to make it look like anti-Eternian. Well, the guys who work at Loyal Subjects did not know the difference that it wasn't an original character. Like, it's originally a German character, but they did not know that it had no, I guess, weight in the American Filmation show. So they thought this cartoon they saw online was actually Filmation, and it's not.
It would have been badass.
It would have been. I'm not debating it. It's kick ass. I like the character, but so the mini, what they used for the classics figure is what they're going to use for Hot Topic with the certain boot style and stuff.
Right.
And the one they had at Walmart is the animated YouTube short colors, basically. So that's why they're doing the differences. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, regardless, you know, I heard that the guys at Super 7 don't know that much about He-Man. So, I mean, they're trying. They're really trying, and I like what they're doing.
Oh, really? I would beg to differ. I think they're on top of their game, man.
Well, I'm glad you think that way, because I think they've gotten some help, which is good, which is definitely good. I mean, you know, the company's like five or six guys entirely.
Yeah, well, it's definitely...
My daddy was a one-off. He's telling me that all the time.
It's a small company. I mean, I know that for a fact. It's definitely, you know, a storefront in, San Francisco, I believe, right?
Los Angeles.
It is L.A.?
It's L.A., yeah. No, San Francisco is Super 7. Super 7 is San Francisco and San Diego.
Oh, okay. I'm getting confused. I'm sorry. I get confused with Super 7 and Loyal Subjects. And,
yeah. That's what you get.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, any new product is good product. So keep it coming, guys. I mean,
you know what I'd like to see?
But I just want to put a big BUT out there. Please make it accessible for the collectors. That's all. You know, that's it.
I don't have like the ozone money. I can't get into these whole ideas. Okay, I got to be able to go to the store and buy it. And if it's not there, and they have these really toys that they have tons of, but they won't put out what people want. And when they do, it sells immediately.
Yes,
yet
it does.
They won't.
Stop. It's
and it pisses me off.
So, got a question. I guess it's geared towards you, Brian.
Okay.
For your display, because you've got all the figures from the classic. I know from a fact you've from the beginning been doing the classics. You have all of them. I have all of them.
Yes, I do. Yes.
I don't think there's a single classic I'm missing. I'm sure you're not missing any either. Of all your classics, which ones do you display all of them? Do you display every single one of them, or how do you tally which ones get displayed?
Okay. Well, this is how it is. I have. Big metallic shelves, and the top shelf is the Evil Warriors. The second shelf is the Good Guys. Okay. The third shelf is the Horde, Snake Men, and Pop.
Okay.
Then underneath that is where I have Castle Grayskull, and then that's where I set up, like, outside of the castle, I have all of the like the variants and stuff like that.
Nice.
So that's what I have. And then outside that is where I have my Eternia and, you know, the Rotom and Point Dread and stuff like that. But that's how I have it set up now. But the thing is that I have an inspection for my solar panels, so my room is complete disarray because that's where my electrical panels are. So
this Friday, room...
What, Josh?
He disappeared.
I didn't get
can
that.
You hear me now?
What'd you say? Yes.
So this room has the power.
Right, it does. Right now, it has the power in disarray. But yeah, so I'm waiting for this. I thought I had the final inspection months ago, but apparently I didn't. So this Friday, once they're done and complete and it gets signed off, I can go ahead and set it all up again.
That's awful.
As long as it's not the way of the good.
Yeah. Well.
So
it's. But how do you have yours set up, Andrew?
So you know that's interesting. I have my He-Man room is actually my office, but I can't really step too much into it. It's full of stuff. So my bedroom, much to the disagreement of my girlfriend, I've got a large china cabinet and a display case. That's just full of He-Man. And
yeah, I believe Brian has something similar. BCR Duke has, Brian Rooney.
Yeah,
I believe he does the same thing. Yeah, he's got a china cabinet.
Yeah, and I've got a lot of figures in it. I mean, I've got probably like close to 100 figures on display, or close. So probably like 80 to 100 probably at least on display, but there's so many figures. So, it's trying to pare down how many He-Mans do you need on the shelf?
Right.
How
right,
many Skeletor?
Right.
Skeletor more than He-Man. And I got Conan Customs, and I've got like Death Dealers. I've got a shelf that's just POP and Horde. And during that POP sub, I was running out of space for POP characters, Pop. I mean, I got some good ones. I got Adora, She-Ra, I've got Bo, I've got Seahawk, I've got Madam Raz, I've got
Nice.
Wookie, I've got Cole.
I've got Jack.
But, and I got Frosta. I mean, there's some of the best ones. And then I also got, like,
10. I can't do all this.
What'd you say?
Nothing?
You have 10?
I have debt.
He's got none.
Debt. Debt. Oh, I got you.
Debt. I can't afford any of this.
I got you.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. Well, it's but the thing is, it's when you get like a new whatever, you get like a new piece. I kind of gotta like, okay, where am I gonna put this piece? And then I gotta move this and you know the process, Andrew. It's just like,
oh yeah.
It's a never ending process because you're just constantly moving and okay, so now what do I have to put away? What do I want to keep out? And
I used to buy doubles of everything, and now I only buy doubles of the action figures, and then like everything else gets kind of like one and done. Maybe.
Well, that's my problem is that I buy one to open and one to keep in the box, so. I am so out of room. It's sickening.
Do you have an extra with a Snake Mountain statue? Do you have two of those or just one?
I think I don't even I may I might not even have one. I don't even know, man.
Dang.
I just
I'm missing that.
I'm just like it's just that's the thing with this inspection going on. It's just like I've just. I got to get in there and actually look and see and get and go through and I I would really love to do like an inventory, you know? That's really what I would love to do, so I know exactly what I have. Like,
yeah.
You know, people have asked me so many times, you know, bro, I put pictures up, do this, do that. Did you have a going process of getting new stuff and moving things around? And it just never stops. So it's
painful.
It is. And it's, again, it's like you want your favorite pieces out, and then it's hard. It's tough when you're a collector, especially when you're a collector of everything, you know?
It's
wall space takes, you know, you're running out of wall space and ceiling space, and oh man, it's hard, you know? It's really tough.
It definitely is.
But I mean, I got to be honest with you.
The struggle is real.
What did he say?
He said the struggle is real.
It is. It's definitely. It's
just so hard on you, Brian. All this money and toys and great things.
I'm telling you, more money, more problems.
I'm blessed with nothing.
I can't stand IKEA. I cannot stand that place. I always go the wrong direction, the wrong way. I people don't speak my language, but the
Detox.
Oh my God, is that a godsend to collectors, man? Those are the best things they ever made.
I got something like a Detox, but it's actually made out of like metal, and it's not breakable. Like there's not glass. It's like plexi, or it's plastic. It's just like, you know, hard plastic. And yeah. I got it from a Blockbuster when I used to manage them back in the day, and it's pretty solid. That's what I used to. It looks just like a Detox. Like you go, is that a Detox? And you're like no, it's better. But those Detox, man, the good and the bad is you can't move with them. Like you try to move it around, and it might just fall apart or come uneven.
Yeah.
I had one break on me actually once.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The front door shattered, and it was the scariest and freakiest thing ever.
That is definitely not good.
Oh, well.
That is it. It's – but, yeah, but no, I mean, those are the, they're definitely affordable, and they serve their purpose perfectly, you know. But again, like I said, I cannot stand IKEA. I think that's like the worst store in the world. Yeah, it's just like everything about it.
You don't like Swedish meatballs?
Well, I was just gonna get to that. Their food court's pretty cool.
I have never been to IKEA, and I did not know
their food court's pretty nice, dude. Yeah, when you were close to me last week, Josh, you know, I should have told you, stop by the IKEA. You can get a good meal there. It's cheap. They should open restaurants.
Leave the furniture behind.
The only problem is if they have their own restaurant and they make the furniture for their restaurant, it's going to break or going to fall apart for you.
They get all their stuff outsourced.
Oh, God. Don't get me on that topic. I can't stand that.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
Do you ever go and struggle of collecting, man? It's a hell of a ride. It definitely is a hell of a ride.
I get stuff as it comes. I don't really worry about it. Everything falls in my lap eventually.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good thing.
I'm looking to get Spycore, and what I really want is a Extendar.
Extender.
Now, what are you talking about? The classics or the?
He's talking about the vintage.
I don't even care. Extendar. I don't even care what it is.
Right. I could probably find you one of each. It wouldn't be too hard. I go up that thrift store a lot.
They had them at the vintage store. They were just a little
pricey. Okay, I'll see what we can find.
Yeah. So, like, I know that they had a.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that a vape?
I was actually holding my hand over the microphone, too. Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay.
More vaping memes, just for you.
Bring it on.
Vape the planet.
They had a Spycore in the bargain bin, but it was not in good shape, so I didn't get it. But they had like an Extendar, right? And they even had one in a package, but like the leg was discolored.
Yeah, well, so, you get a lot of that with him, actually. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I know.
His paint job was bad.
The paint on Too Bad and him
seems to rub a lot. It's essentially where it changes color because, you know, 20 years later, they didn't expect these to last for 20 years.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Good point. But, see, Extendar was always one of my favorites because it combined three of my favorite things. Cybernetics and Masters of the Universe.
Nice.
I got one thing to say about him. What's up with the peace symbol? That's the only thing I don't get. I don't understand.
I know what it means, but I can't repeat it here because you'll get on my case.
all right. We'll make an exception.
He's letting the ladies know.
we'll make an exception. What's with the peace symbol? I don't understand it. I mean, I have the UK. I have the UK comic with his backstory, but I don't understand why. What's with the peace symbol?
It's saying I extend, baby, everything.
all right, I get what you're saying.
I gotta tie it to a brick and toss it at him, don't I?
Yeah, sometimes you have to. I'm a burnout, bro. I'm a burnout. Dad's a smoke pot in over 20 years.
Okay, so got a question for you again now, Brian, since, you know.
Shoot.
Okay, so what's your favorite piece of merchandise?
That's tough.
Like kids' tent, you know, soap dispenser, you know, Hordak or She-Ra shampoo bottle. What is it?
Well, I'm
love tester machine, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I do have that.
You have the love tester? Ooh, you got me beat.
Yeah, no, I am missing the Hordak shampoo bottle. I'm still on the market for that. So if you do come across
favorite is his She-Ra. His She-Ra Eggy Massager. That's his favorite.
That would be really sweet right now. I could definitely use a massage.
I am. Oh my God. Someone take over.
I don't know, man. It's tough. I have quite a few. I mean, I don't know. It's just so many, you know, like. The figures, the toys, I love 80s merchandise. The panache school supply kits. I love those.
Correct. I would love to
get a like the Castle Grayskull
alarm clock.
I got that.
No,
I got that too. The tent. I had that as a kid.
I would love to get that because
I got that.
I know you do. You sleep in it.
You know those tent poles? They break so easy. I've got it.
Oh,
and
God,
it's super fresh.
You have to replace the tent poles with actual rods from Home Depot.
But yeah, they're pretty crappy.
Beyond that, it looked. They have one, and I loved it.
Yeah, again, like I said, you could just always do you follow the search on eBay and they just pop up for you, you know? And
$1,500.
Does all the work for you. Nah, not really. They're cheap because you know what? They're broken, you know, and the people know they're broken. So, you know, you could get them for a decent price.
Yeah.
I'll look into it.
Yeah.
I guess to just cross one in a flea market somewhere, you know?
See, that's the thing about New York City that sucks, man. We don't have the swap meets or the flea markets and stuff like that. I mean, I wish we did.
Down here anyway, so just pack up and go.
What happened?
If you need to move down here to Georgia anyway, just pack up and come.
I'm not going down there.
We have freaking flea markets on every corner.
I wish it was that like
garage sales.
I mean,
seriously.
I live in Howard Beach, and in Howard Beach, these people, they have their own garage sales all the time. But I mean, it's nothing to stop at. You know,
you say New York City and beach. I just think you. I just picture you using quotation marks with your fingers.
No. Yeah, no. It's just the name of the city. I mean, the town. I mean, the water is a couple of blocks away, though. Jamaica Bay if you want to go in swimming and come out with three eyes.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, you'd be like the guy from The Simpsons.
Yeah, I end up with like three eyes and a third arm growing up back of your neck.
Yeah, you don't want none of that action. But so Andrew, what's your favorite
merchandise?
Whatever.
I'm probably gonna go with the alarm clock. The alarm clock where He-Man and Skeletor pop up. It's the Castle Grayskull alarm clock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That when it goes off, He-Man and Skeletor just pop up. Like it's something that I have an extra of that I'd like to use in my bedroom if I could get away with it. It doesn't. I mean, it works, but it's not gonna wake me up. It's just gonna annoy the crap out of me.
I actually have two of them. I have one that I don't know if it works or not, and then I have one that's in the box, and I don't know. Does it make noises? I mean,
it's not very loud, and it annoys the crap out of me.
I'd
be better off not using something vintage, so I don't like get angry when I wake up and throw it across the room. My cell phone's more efficient.
See that's one of the things that annoys me more than anything. And a buddy of mine, Tom Ace, he does this all the time. He'll buy vintage stuff and opens it, and I'm like, oh my god, this, you know, it's a perfectly vintage, you know, thing that survived for 40 years, and you bought it and you open it, and it's just like, oh my god. But you know, to each his own.
You know. If he's got the ability to do it, I guess he's going to do it. I mean, everyone knows Tom Ace by now. Either you like him or you think he's and someone else.
Yeah. No, Tom's a good guy. He's a good guy.
His real name's not even Tom.
I know. It's funny.
His real name Brian?
I know Tom Ace. Tom Ace and Brian meet each other in truck stop bathrooms. That's what I heard.
I heard that Tom Ace might be Brian. Or that Brian might be Tom Ace.
Nah, because I don't rip myself off the way he does.
Okay.
Sorry.
Fair enough.
But he's a good guy. I like Tom. Tom's a good guy.
Admit it. Tom Ace has more stuff than you, though.
I wouldn't go that far, buddy.
Do you have the Giants? Do you have the Giants?
Yes. The originals? No.
Yes.
I do. I have Megator. I do have the original Megator.
Okay, but you don't have Titus, right?
No, I don't have Titus.
Okay, he has Titus, so he's got more than you.
He's got one up on me.
Sorry, man. You're scrum.
Right, you guys fucking hurt my feelings. Made me curse and everything.
See that? I can't even say douche. Hard and fast.
Oh god. So yeah, I mean we just rambled on. So what were you saying? What was your favorite piece? I'm sorry.
My favorite piece is the alarm clock. I just can't use it. I can't do anything other than sit it somewhere and let it look pretty, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I do that with my He-Man room, you know, when it's all set up, you know, I just sit there and gaze at everything. And
you don't play with the toys?
No, I do. But, I mean, you know.
I play with them with my son because he's 5.
Yeah, I play with my toys because I'm 39.
I play with my toys because I'm not nearly as old as you.
Thanks.
I got a question.
Thanks, pal.
I'm a teacher. I'm not going to say my age.
Anybody saying, remember who said that they lost Beast Man's whip and never found it again?
Was that me?
Huh?
Was that you or me?
It wasn't you guys, but it was on the old podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
The whip is easily replaced.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a couple bucks.
Well, I found it. And I was going to say, you know, it seemed like a big deal to the person just because I just don't remember who it was.
Sell it to him. Go get the Tila staff. Get the real staff.
I'd trade it for a real staff, but I'm not going to.
Hey, I was going to try to find you a real staff. I told you I would.
Oh, I admit, if you want to, yes, but don't buy it and then send it to me because I made a mistake. I'll pay you back for it.
Well, what I'll do is I'll pick it up and I'll put it in an envelope and put a stamp on it and ship it to you that way. I hope it survives.
It will. I've gotten the Gumball figures in regular envelopes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was shocked. I didn't think that the person would be that stupid to try to send it that way, but it made its way here.
Speaking of small figures, you know those muscle figures, those muscle men figures?
Yes, those are so cool.
I ordered some when they first became available to the general public, the pink ones.
Which ones did you get? What do you mean? The 30-pack one?
No.
The 30-pack or the trash can?
No, I'm talking about the He-Man ones.
Yeah, I know, but there was two different types. The trash can?
I had no access to the 30-pack one.
Did one of the little itty-bitty packs, the three packs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot they made those, too. Yeah.
Right. Now, I would love to get the 30-pack, and I would love to
get... It's 24, like, guys. It's not 30. It's 24. 12 times 2.
Okay?
That's why you're a teacher.
I would also love to learn how to do...
That's why I'm married to one.
Yeah, I'm just married to one, okay? I'm not actually a teacher. Yeah. I'm a truck driver. But anyway, I go down to that shop, right? And I'm like, oh, cool. And I look, it's like $25. I got these things for like $8 a pop.
Yeah, you know, that's actually my fault. I brought them back from Comic-Con, and the owner bought them from me for whatever I paid for them plus shipping. And he has never sold them because they're just sitting in the store a little bit higher.
Yeah, they were way.
Yeah, man. I don't think he wants to sell them. He likes them. He likes those.
It's an acquired taste, I think. You know what I mean?
I got two packs of the good guys, nice, with, you know, Teela and He-Man, yeah, and I was going to take one out. And I was going to paint the figures.
I did that. I've got two that are painted. Skeletor, obviously. Yeah,
they look good. And I can't wait to do it.
What you paint it with, like a toothpick?
Huh?
No, I just use a really small brush.
Just use a double-op brush.
Yeah, just a really small brush, yeah.
Yeah, because it's really small, you know, intricate.
You have to prime it first, though. You have to prime it first. Yes. If you don't prime it, your paint's going to chip off any time you play with it.
I paint figures far smaller than that.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I used to paint the Dungeons and Dragons little lead, you know, figures.
Figured out the problem,
nerd.
Two on the figure.
Hey, listen, listen. You want to know how I play with my toys? I'll be honest with you.
No, la 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 la.
This is how
you
I.
Can't put, you can't put Rain Man there. You can't put Rain Man there. No.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Anyway. This is it's just an example for, you know, if people want to take it, you can use it for yourself. This is I've taken this I would say page out of Dungeons and Dragons book. I use dice and scenarios and honestly,
before you laugh at him, I have been working on a Masters of the Universe role-playing game.
Well, that's basically this is what it is. It's you get into scenarios and you have dice and you roll the dice against each other.
Oh, I thought you said ice earlier. I didn't hear dice.
No,
I heard ice.
Oh, okay. Now I understand why you're laughing like a maniac. I was like, what is this?
Yeah,
you play D&D. Don't even pretend. No.
I know what dice are, but I heard ice. I literally heard ice.
No, dude,
you go too far. You go too far.
I actually
smoking crack while playing with him, man.
No,
oh,
I actually even bought a 20-sided dice ring that you spin the ring and it's a 20-sided dice. It's kind of cool. But yeah, I mean, you know, you get into scenarios and then you use the dice to see who wins, challenges, you know, spells.
There's nothing wrong. That is actually
stuff like that.
You can roll it to see, you know, when you see someone, you're like, I'm roll dice, very happy to see you.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can do it however you want, but I mean, you know, that's just one way of how I do it. You know, me and my friends used to play Dungeons and Dragons since we were kids, you know, and it just evolved into Masters of the Universe. And
do you have people with you when you do this?
No, it's all on my own.
Okay, now there's a problem.
No, it's all on my own. I don't play well with others.
We noticed, but I am actually working on a like I was saying, a role playing game based on Eternia.
Ooh.
And I'm actually working on it. I just don't have any help.
Right.
So kind of lost focus, but it doesn't involve you playing any of the characters. You're the next generation. Okay. Okay, you're the next step. Skeletor still around, but at a lesser capacity. Snake Man, stuff like that. He Man is king, so someone's got to do this.
Right. No, I mean it's
the Master of the Universe, and the plot is that you are one of the new masters, and I have rules for the. I can't remember what they're called now, the crab guys. I have rules for the bat guys, the spillions.
Spillions.
The andrenids.
Right.
The stratos, I forget what they're not called right now.
Avions.
Avions, we were just talking about that too. The avions, right. I have rules for regular Eternians, and then you get into their special powers like cybernetics and what they do and how that works, or magic and how basically customize a character to do anything you want him to do.
Yes, and actually, Andrew, not for nothing, but to get back to one of my favorite pieces would be the original role playing game that they made back in the day.
Oh, yeah, they used to have that,
fun. Those were very fun.
I have a complete set, and then I have an incomplete set as well. So that might be one of my most cherished pieces for some reason, because I just love Dungeons and Dragons. And
didn't they do a game where you're not playing the character, you're playing a kid who is playing the character?
I don't recall that.
They did. It could. They had a role playing. You're not playing, like, okay, I'm not playing Stratos, right? Boy who owns Stratos. And you have to pick the little boy's background, if he's rich, if he has connections, like grandparents that buy him stuff, if he's poor, if this is his only that. And it all.
I think that might have been a movie from the 80s.
No, this is a role-playing game.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say no. I mean, back in the day, in the 80s, man, they made everything, so it's definitely plausible.
No, I'll send it to you when I find it again.
Yeah, definitely, please. That'd be pretty cool. I mean, like I said, I used to love playing Dungeons & Dragons and
I run a Pathfinder game every Friday night.
Do you really? That's awesome.
Yeah. I play BattleTech every Thursday night. I still play.
Now, I got a question. All right, good. Now that we're talking about this, I got a question for you. Do you guys have Toy Soldiers, the game for PlayStation?
I don't have a PlayStation or an Xbox, but I know the game. It's got the He-Man edition. I thought about buying it. I was waiting for a PC version.
I saw really bad reviews of it, so I did.
I cannot, for the life of me, figure out how to freaking play this damn thing. I don't know. It's just so if anybody's listening out there, please help me. I'm not a gamer at all. So, but I mean, I bought the damn thing to play it, and I can't figure out how to play as He-Man or Battlecat or whatever.
Basically, you can unlock He-Man for a small amount of time.
Like, that's really, it. No, yeah. You could be the whole army. You use battle ram. I mean, everything, supposedly. I don't know. I mean, again, I'm not a gamer, so I have no idea.
Yeah, I just kept hearing bad things about the game, so I just didn't waste my money on it.
I got it for like $10 on eBay, so it was a no-brainer. all right, guys. So I guess we had a nice little.
Can we talk to Unclassified for a second? Unclassified's been writing us comments on YouTube. I want to specify that if you do look at the display box that they're showing looks like the classics version of the anti-He-Man. Just in case, Classified, you were talking about the display box, but actually look at the figure. If anyone gets the...
Yeah, he actually mentioned that on there. He said if you look at the display box, or I think the boxes themselves, that anti-He-Man that they show is not the same one that's in the case. It's similar,
correct. So the one in the case is the animated version of him, what it looks like. The anti-He-Man cartoon version. The one that's going to be in Hot Topic is going to be the one that looks like it's on the box. So it's really funny that they made the art on the box for the Walmart exclusives actually has what the Hot Topic one is actually supposed to look like. So
it's like flip-flop.
Crazy. It's crazy. I mean,
But
he was talking about it, and I want to make people know.
I didn't get any hate mail last week.
Okay, you're not doing your job right.
Flipping. No, I am doing my job.
Well, you have to write your own material now for your new segment every week about toy stores you go to. So,
or game get on, stores buddy. Or whatever.
Not
Yeah, you're gonna have your own little
travel the country week. And find all the cool vintage shops on the way. That when I drove to Atlanta 2 weeks ago while I was out. I went looking, and it was Atlanta. You know, I'm sad to say Atlanta has comic shops that have toys in them, not toy shops.
Yeah.
Right.
Have a story next week about a really bad shop I was recently
in. All right. So we'll save that for next week. But actually, it's funny. It's like I'm the same way. When I visited my cousin in San Francisco, he's like, so what do you want to do? You want to go, you know, see the sights, this and that? I'm like, I said, I want to go to your toy stores. I want to go to your comic. I want to go to your comic book stores, you know, and stuff like that. So, like,
weren't you the one while we were at PowerCon in Los Angeles? You're like, hey, let's go to Toys R Us.
Yeah. You know, like, let's do stuff like that. You know, like that's are you going this year, Andrew?
Time will tell. I still have to ask off. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
if you guys go, you better get me some exclusives, okay?
Well, I'm definitely going.
I got you a program. You can have the program from last year. It's a pretty cool program.
Program was pretty cool.
Damn it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going.
Hey, I want the program. I'm lying. But I also want an exclusive.
I think I'm only going for overnight this year. I think I'm getting there like Saturday morning, and I'm leaving Sunday. So I'm
for all the way to freaking California from New York.
Yeah,
what it must be like to have ozone cream.
Hey man, let me tell you,
man. Jeez, that hurts.
Yeah, you get on the plane, you sleep, you wake up, you're in San Francisco. San Francisco.
You slept too long, man. You slept
a dollar.
Yeah. You're in LA.
Pay me a dollar a mile.
You get in the shuttle bus. You go straight to the hotel. You check in. You go downstairs to the floor. You buy stuff. You go upstairs. You sleep. You wake up. You do it again, and you get on the plane and go home.
Hey, Brian.
That's pretty much.
Brian, I got it for you. You pay me a dollar a mile. I'll drive you there. I got a bed in my van. You don't need to buy a ticket.
As long as you spoon.
Get into a hotel. You can sleep on my bed, the foam mattress, and then we'll drive back.
Well, we'll do that next year because I already paid for the hotel
and
everything.
It'll cost half of the money, and I'll have money in my pocket.
We'll do it next year. We'll do it next year.
Sounds good. We'll do that.
I already paid for everything for this year, so I'm just waiting for the tickets to go on sale.
I'll even strap you in with the straps and everything so you're safe.
Sounds great.
For those of you who don't know what strap is,
It's the thing that keeps packages from moving, and you ratchet it down.
Right. All right, guys. So, anybody want to say their goodbyes?
Well, thanks everybody for listening.
No, I hate all of you.
Thanks everyone for listening.
All righty, Josh.
I've been happy with all of you. Step up your game.
All right. Well, I just want to say thanks to PopCultureNetwork.com. I want to say thanks to HeManWorld.com. Thanks to HeMan.org. Check out Masters of the Galaxy Facebook page. Check out the All Encompassing Facebook page. And until next time, guys, rock on.
Have a good one.
Later, guys.